Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back inside Enterprise Center, Alex Ferrario with you ahead of the Blues and Vancouver Canucks action tonight, this afternoon. I wonder how many times I'm going to do this today. I always do tonight when it's afternoon games, but we'll move forward with it. Zach Schmidt back in our studios. Ryan Schulte here at Enterprise Center. And, of course, the 1:15 show starts with Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale.
It's the 6:15 show at 1:15.
Well, we're going to switch it up and call it the 1:15 show.
No. That messes with branding.
Oh,
you
gotta,
you call it, like, they don't change the name of Sports Center because they put it on it. At 1 o'clock versus 10 o'clock.
Actually,
do they?
They do. They randomly go like Sports Center AM or Sports Center Weekend Edition. So
live. So I'm gonna start here. I'll vent with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm driving home, and a guy I got on an app and I hear ESPN Radio. Okay. And this guy's going through all the scores and he literally says, "Well, I guess I ought to give you NHL scores. It is a pro sport."
Wow.
And I'm sitting here going, you know, like how mad could he? So if the deal with ESPN was they had the rights to the National Hockey League, and then when the league locked itself out for the whole year, ESPN had an out. And the deal was worth nothing, okay? Really, it was worth nothing, okay? And so they backed out. Well, Gary Bettman obviously got hacked off, and of course, with the relationship that Gary Bettman had with Ed Snyder,
yeah,
of course, you know, and the Flyers own Comcast. Now, this is not known by any means. I'm just going to assume that this is the case, but you know, Comcast doesn't buy NBC overnight, so I'm pretty sure that Gary Bettman probably had a little scoop that, you know, that NBC was coming. So I'm confident. I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm assuming that Gary Bettman, you know, had a tarot card reader that said this is why it's a good idea to go from Verse Outdoor Channel to Versus to eventually NBC Sports. That's how this comes about.
Do you
right?
remember when it was on the Versus channel?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was the most random channel. Like, I'd always go home and be like, "Hey, I want to watch the Blues game tonight. Do we even have the Versus channel?"
That's like the ESPN Ocho channel.
Yeah. Yeah. But does ESPN, do you think that they actually send a directive to all of their radio and TV hosts except for John Buchagross, Steve Levy, and Linda Cohn? Yeah. You think they said to everybody else, "Whenever you get a chance, dump on the NHL"?
It sure seems that way.
Because you gotta figure guys like Dan Le Batard, who are good sports people, good sports fans and stuff. What do you think it is that they absolutely despise and hate about this game, which is an amazingly fun game to watch?
No, I don't know.
How is that possible?
I don't know if it's just because they feel like all the other ones are more important, but I don't get it, because when it was on ESPN, it was a big deal.
Well,
like, they talked about it all the time.
I think that's what it is.
Because it's because it's not a part of them, they just ignore it. But like, it's weird though, because when you get highlight reel plays, they put them on the top 10, but they only speak about it for a couple of seconds and then just forget about it.
So I'm standing at Schnucks today, this morning, right? I did the grocery shopping, got up early, you know, got there before 8 o'clock.
Smart.
Okay, you know, and just kind of do the weekly thing. We did the delivery thing, which is an excellent. I don't know if you guys have done it.
I've done the pickup.
Okay. It says Schnucks Delivers, but it's really Instacart. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've just we do it for certain items, for items that you want to inspect yourself, say fruit. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have found it's just better to go ahead and do that. So I've kind of kept like let's just go and you know, I can get done with the grocery shopping, you know.
What's on your list of food that you want to pick out?
Well, it's the fruit. What I realize is like the grapes, when they would deliver the grapes, I didn't like it. I inspect the fruit a little bit.
You inspect
and the
grapes.
Vegetables that you're getting and make sure that they're good.
Do you try a couple grapes before you buy the bag?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, I do that.
You can do that.
I do that.
That's completely
yeah,
legal.
Yeah, you got to try it.
You got to try your fruit.
Kerbs, if you're not going to taste your grape before you leave the building, then you're going to get home and they're going to be real mushy grapes. You're not going
to
like it.
No. You can. You don't have to. No. You can tell by looking at a grape whether or not it's already set for wine or not.
I'd call that false because you can't tell just by looking if a grape's juicy or not.
You got to touch the grapes.
You got to feel the grapes.
I'm always feeling grapes.
You thump the melons?
Nope. The watermelon, you gotta knock it.
You stand there with a little Benny Hill.
You want a thud. You don't want a hollow sound of the melon. Yeah. It's very, very different.
You don't want a hollow melon.
You want it to be heavy.
Full of water. Do you two know what I'm referring to with Benny Hill?
Of course I know Benny Hill.
Yeah, Benny Hill.
Okay, all right.
Hey, listen. Oh, really?
Come on.
Really? You gotta say that with such conviction, like, of course I am, obviously there's a lot of stuff between Benny Hill and current stuff you don't have a clue on.
Welcome back, Cotter, was the only one that you have stumped me on.
Well, I've stumped him on a lot more than
that. But I talked to him a lot more than you.
Yeah, you talked to him an awful lot.
All right, so here's the thing, okay? So
I get
in the line, and you know, we go to the Schnucks out there, you know, 141 in Clayton, a terrific location. It's a great job there. Okay, so I'm standing in line, and there's only three things open. And, man, for 9 o'clock in the morning, these lines are a little long. So they open up another aisle, and so two people go in there, and I just pull into the aisle because that was the first one there. Okay, and I got a shock bean cart that I got it. It's filled. Okay, we needed, you know, when you got to do your shopping, you got to add the condiments. Okay, it adds to the list for that week. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so the shopping cart is filled. I'm behind someone that's got just a small little basket, and then a woman that has – literally, she reaches in, she grabs a Payday bar and a pack of gum. Okay?
Wow.
Now, I'm standing behind thinking, you know, like, there's like six of the self-checkout things right over there.
Oh,
for what you're
yeah.
doing, why are you standing in line? Okay, now, I want to say this. I didn't, of course. And then the line next to me has got like three full shopping carts, and this guy's just ripping right through them. Before I even get to the front, I'm going, what's taking so long?
Oh,
so she uses, thank God she didn't pull out a checkbook. Okay, and this is a younger woman, like guys, like we're talking, like, look, I understand if you're a little bit older and you don't trust debit cards and you're still writing checks for 50 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, but this one I'm not quite understanding.
No, I'll stop you there because I don't understand it. If you write a check for 50 cents, we have a problem. We've got a problem.
It happens.
Dig in your purse and find 50 cents.
Well, it may not be hard to find. But anyway, she uses her debit card to buy the pack of gum. And then gets cash back. And on a separate receipt, bought the Payday bar with cash.
Wait, what?
And I'm sitting here going, can I please just check out? What the heck is going on around here?
She was just thinking, oh, this is going to piss some people off.
I started pacing.
Now, part of me wonders if she just kind of saw in her peripherals that you were getting...
Irritated,
she's going, you know what? I'm going to ruin this guy's day.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I would have appreciated that moment. I would have applauded if she had that kind of diabolical mind.
Am I the only one that always finds himself in the longest grocery store line?
No. Dude, I'm in a one-month slump with this thing.
I don't get it.
It's the lines at the grocery store. And tell me if you guys have this problem. So my dad and I always go to movies when we have downtime. We'll go into an empty movie theater. Pick a seat, sit down, be good. A couple walks in, the only other people in the movie theater with us, and they will sit right behind us. Does that
bother you?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Why? Did you pick the middle of the theater?
No. We sit on the aisle.
Okay, if you have the whole theater yourself, why would you sit on the aisle?
Because I like the aisle. Because if there's more people that come in, I don't want people walking over me.
Yeah, but you
stand
just said
up
you're
the
like
aisle.
The only one in the movie theater.
Right, but you never know how busy it's going to be.
Why look at the music
theater
from
the screen? How are you like...
Alec doesn't like neighbors.
No, I don't like neighbors.
He doesn't want to be there. He just wants a quick escape.
You go over there.
How are we defending the people that walk into a movie theater and there's only two there and they sit behind you?
I'm not trying to defend them. I'm trying to learn more about you, and I'm wondering why you picked that seat. Okay, wait a minute.
How do you pick a seat if it's an empty movie theater?
I go middle. I want middle screen, middle aisle.
Middle top.
Middle row.
See,
middle
I don't
yeah.
like middle.
Do you go front row?
No, of course not.
Back
I go,
row?
Not back row. It's middle of the theater, maybe a little higher up.
I got to be honest with you. I can't remember the last movie I saw in the movie
Oh,
theater.
Really?
I love movies.
I used to rack up the points on my AMC card. You know, when you get the free movie posters and stuff. But you know what it was? It was Moana.
Great film.
Pretty good movie.
One of my favorite Disney movies of all time.
Watch it with my nieces.
It's a feel-good movie.
I took my kids, you took your kids. Did you go
nieces.
By yourself?
No.
Oh.
That would be weird.
Did you sit on the aisle?
No, not with my nieces. That would be weird if I'm sitting in Moana by myself.
Do you take your trash out of the movie theater?
Of course.
Yes,
of course. I despise the people that do not.
Do you take your trash from at the ballpark and throw it in from the seat, or do you leave your nachos underneath your seat?
I think I leave my nachos under the seat.
That's hard to say. I don't do nachos. I get hot dogs, and they're the little wrapped up stuff. So I put them in my soda when I'm done.
Okay, then what do you do with the trash?
I put it in the soda bottle, and I throw the bottle
spell it out, dude. I don't have nachos. I don't know how to answer that question.
I don't do nachos.
All right, you're in a movie theater. This has happened to me a couple times. It's an almost packed theater. All right? Two people walk up the stairs, and there's one seat available on one side of you and one seat available on your wife's side of you, and they ask you, would you mind scooting in?
Yeah.
So you got to sit next to the person over there, but then that frees up.
You got to move.
You move?
No.
But you got there early.
Yeah, but
you planned accordingly.
That would surprise me. You're a nice guy. That's just courtesy.
No, I know. I probably would. I see it a lot, and some people say no.
Better question than that. Okay. One of you or your wife, is going to have to sit next to somebody, and there's an open seat on the other side. Are you slowly going in so your wife chooses the one next to somebody? And are you actually thinking this or what? How do you handle that?
Oh, I'm thinking it, but my wife will always take the better advantage on that one. Yeah.
Okay, so she does it to you. So you don't kind of go, oh, no, go ahead. And you kind of steer her towards the one where she's got to stay.
I do that. I tell my wife, like, go on, move in.
I get the bad seat.
Just mean sometimes,
I think I am. I think I'm starting to do like self-reflection when we talk and feel like a horrible individual. But I'm with Joey in our final 60 seconds here. Let's be honest. I'm not going to scoot in. I got to the movie theater early
enough. You planned accordingly.
I picked my seat.
There's
why should
seats
I move?
Left.
Why should I move?
No, they can go down to the front. They can go down in the front.
They can go lower.
Oh.
Get there early.
Man. Be nice, will you?
Get to the movie theater early.
Holy smoke, I
like the elbow room. I got a seat empty next to me. My wife's got, we're enjoying the movie. We paid $30-$40 for this movie.
Right.
I planned accordingly. I'm paying for a babysitter. I want to enjoy myself.
I got here 15 minutes early. I want to pick my spot. And you know what the other thing is? I don't need people having to get up and go to the bathroom every 5 minutes walking through me.
So would you rather them split up and sit on either side of the two of you?
Oh,
that would be okay?
Boy.
Well, that's the only choice you're leaving
but
them.
They're not gonna separate each other.
So you did that to avoid people.
Guys, this has been an ethical dilemma that we're going to have to continue the conversation. But we have Blues hockey coming up. Blues and Canucks up next here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.